Hi Tom, it's absolutely fantastic to be here chatting with you today, and I'm incredibly inspired by your new course, I guess you'd call it, Writing in Tune with the Moon. And what a fantastically lyrical title that is. I already want to do it. And what I'd love first of all to know is what is the end result that you'd love people to achieve by enrolling in and completing your training?
Well, there's two things really. One is it's a great way of rapidly drafting a book. You know, when you've had a book sort of burning inside you wanting to get out, then the procedure I take everyone through gets that book out very rapidly into what I'd call first draft mode. And so first, it especially works very well for either a short fiction book or for a non-fiction book, certainly and especially a business book or a self-help book or a personal development book. So in less than one calendar month, in one lunar orbit, you get your first draft together, which is great. Or indeed a submission that you could send off to a publisher, if that could work. That's number one. Number two is you learn a different way to live your life, which is a lot easier.
So does that mean you actually start to live in tune with the moon as well as just write in tune with it?
Yeah, you can market in tune with the moon. You can sow plants in tune with the moon and harvest in tune with the moon. And this has been known for years, obviously. But if you had a choice about when you could launch a marketing campaign, if you launch it in tune with the moon, you'll have a much better chance of success. So why struggle and why push things uphill?
Fantastic. And that just absolutely brings me to a question that I just remember from reading the page that, you know, about your new training, is that you're only going to take people on that you know are going to finish it, that you want 100% success rate. So how will you know? How do you know who to choose and how are you going to create 100% success rate?
Well, because I'm already in tune with the moon, only the right people turn up. And I can just tell at the time they turn up, the sort of subject matter they're writing about, their commitment, and just the type of people they are, that they're complete finishers. But also the program helps you. If you have issues with procrastination or time management, the program's designed to help you around with those issues.
That sounds fantastic. And I love the way that it sounds like it has a real ripple out effect with other areas of your life. It sounds like it actually could be quite transformational beyond writing a book.
Yeah, you can. You know, if you wait for the moon to come to you, you'll find that things just happen much, much more smoothly. And then, so I know for a fact that I've written some stuff myself the last couple of weeks, and I'll just have a natural gap now and do some planning for a couple of weeks and then write again just in the full moon to new moon period, which is always the best place to be creative.
So what inspired you to set this up?
I'm still trying to work that out, you know, because the last new moon was on the 4th of January. And I've been teaching about moon phase in my workshops for about 2 years now. And I've been running my own marketing in tune with the moon for a couple of years as well. But I didn't sort of wake up even at the start of this year and think, you know what, I must run this program. But someone approached me on the last new moon and said, Tom, would you mentor me to write my book? And I said, certainly, but how about doing it in tune with the moon? And she said, oh, I'd do that. And so I thought, since I'm doing one person, I'll just put a tweet up saying, mentoring someone to write in tune with the moon. And within 24 hours, a load of other people had turned up. So I thought, oh, I better put a web page up about it now then. So it's more, I think is literally being in tune with it is where it all came from. So the page to advertise it came after the program started, which is marvellous.
Fantastic. And so on your website, do you have a list of the phases of the moon so that people decide which training they want to participate in?
No, I must admit, I've got a little live moon phase display on it, but I want to put a bit of a calendar up so everyone kind of gets in sync. I'm trying to find a nice little app at the moment that will do that for me automatically. I've got one on my iPad, which is great, and it not only tells you what phase the moon is on any particular day, but it tells you relative to you on the Earth where the moon is and what phase it is, which is great. So it's not just about being in tune with what the phase is, it's actually being in tune with the moon consciousness and where it is relative to you and where it is relative to the sun as well.
It sounds really exciting and really inspiring. And so you're starting the next one really soon, aren't you?
It'd be the 3rd of February, yeah.
Fantastic. And how do people find out about it? How do they enrol? And do you have room for more enrollees?
that what's nice about it is when I used to run workshops, obviously I'd be limited by the size of the room. But now, because this is a correspondence course, there's no limit, you know. So I can run it if one person turns up, or 100, or 1,000.
So not even limited by the size of the moon, really.
No, but obviously this is the one. If we did live on a planet with more than one moon, then we'd be running a different program.
But no doubt you'd have worked out the phases and had to be in tune with both of them by now, anyway.
Absolutely.
Brilliant. Well, is there anything else that you want to share right now about this wonderful new training?
Well, no, just that it works really, really well. I've made it dead cheap. Oh, there's one other thing, by the way. In every phase, there's going to be 3 bursaries. So if someone wants to write a book where the output from the book is going to be for good courses, then I've got 3 bursaries per phase as well.
Fantastic. That's brilliant. Thank you so much for your time, Tom.
Oh, thank you.
And I'm sure I'm going to be enrolling pretty soon, actually.